This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. There's real inflation in the real Main Street economy. The Creighton University Real Main Street Index boarded strong growth at 69 in April, while being off slightly from 71.9 in March. 50 is growth, so the turn higher in the ag economy is showing up in the Main Street economy. The Farm Equipment Sales Index rose to 67.5, which was its highest level since 2013. Machinery Pete said that some models of used tractors have nearly doubled in value since a few years ago. John Deere stock bottomed at $1.614 a share in March of last year. It was trading $383.55 a share as of this writing. That is better than the price increase of soybeans. The Creighton survey showed 7 straight months of higher farmland values above growth in that index. I do not think that the farmland market has been well tested in our area since last year. We went all in buying a couple of farms last year and it appears to be working out. I'm still a little worried as to what happens to farmland values if interest rates start climbing, but the reason that interest rates would climb would be inflation, and farmland values tend to trend with inflation. Farmers are still the buyers for most farmland sold. Farmland is not over-leveraged as it was when interest rates rose in the 1980s. It feels more like the beginning of the inflation cycle in the late 1960s that erupted into the inflation of the 1970s. The Minneapolis Fed says that they see higher farm incomes, higher loan repayment rates, higher land prices, and higher cash rents. That is a strong ag economy. The USDA is going to publish a survey of county-level farmland rental rates on August 27th. Iowa State University Extension does an annual cash rent survey that I am waiting on the results of in order to get an idea of where cash rents have gone this season. Not a lot of farmers have cashed in on better grain prices yet, but the landlords will think they have. Many sold their soybeans at $10 a bushel that landlords will think that they got $16 for. That was another reason not to have been aggressive on forward sales. The Iowa State University rent survey is very specific, breaking it down to counties and soil quality. When grain prices and profits rise, costs will go up for all inputs accordingly. Farmers are currently in the good part of the lag between the two, but costs will catch up. The non-farm rural economy is rebounding along with the farm economy. Like in the rest of the nation, rural bankers say that the home market is on fire with multiple bids and homes selling above asking prices. The hiring index actually fell in April, off a seasonally adjusted 4.2%, primarily due to there not being enough workers to fill positions. You cannot have job growth without the workers willing to be hired. Now hiring signs are posted on just about every business in the entire country, so the job market is weak because it is so strong. They can't find workers despite the statistics saying unemployment still lags pre-COVID levels. All 10 states surveyed showed a growth index number above 50, with the weakest being North Dakota, with a 55 rural mainstream index. The North Dakota hiring RMI of 56.5 was the weakest, with overall employment in North Dakota still 11.4% below its pre-COVID level. The disruption in the oil industry and ongoing drought will take something from the North Dakota economy. Missouri employment, by comparison, is just 1.4% below its pre-COVID level. The April Main Street survey showed some interesting effects from supply chain disruptions. 93% of supply managers say that they have experienced supply bottlenecks. Creighton noted that the speed of deliveries of materials and supplies has slowed to its lowest pace on record, unquote. That is incentive for them to build inventories when they can for protection from future shortages, which feeds inflation. The wholesale inflation gauge soared to a 30-year high. Several suppliers reported being put on allocation for key materials. Just-in-time supply management will not work in the current economic environment. Supply concerns will travel the entire supply chain from the producer of raw materials to the consumer. If they all add to inventories out of fear of shortages worsening, the resulting inflation surge will feel a lot more than just being a transitory event, as the Fed has suggested. We have every reason to believe that the inflation pressure seen in April is accelerating in May. There is real inflation occurring on Main Street. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.